Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded Joe Crane. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads inaugurates its Fall Festival of Famous Musicals by bringing you Sigmund Romberg's enduring success, The Student Prince, starring Gordon McRae and his celebrated guest from the Metropolitan Opera, Dorothy Kirsten. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another memorable musical is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and the multitude of other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller. And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Dorothy Kirsten and I are bound for Old Heidelberg, where we'll sing all those great Sigmund Romberg melodies from The Student Prince. These were the days when castles were hung with banners and echoed with the pomp and majesty of kings. These were the days when a crown prince might expect to wear a crown.
His Royal and Serene Highness, Crown Prince Karl Franz of Karlsberg.
Your Highness.
Dr. Engel, what brings you to this dreary palace?
I was summoned by your grandfather, the king, to discuss plans for your university education. And I have persuaded him, my boy, that you must go to Heidelberg.
Heidelberg? Oh, doctor, I've never forgotten the stories he used to tell me when you were my schoolmaster. About Heidelberg and about the River Neckar and the student corps. And how they sang in the evening.
And how they sang. And now, Karl Franz, they're going to let you escape from your gloomy castle for a year at least, to be free, to be a student like any other lad. Enjoy these days, Karl Franz, for they are the golden days.
I know, Dr. Engel.
Down where the Neckar flows swiftly along, nestles the town that is famous in song. Laughing lads roam through its streets so quaint. No one's a sinner, much less a saint.
While I come to the Valentine town, painting with silver. We will know
You must come to Heidelberg with me.
Well, I should be honored, Your Highness.
Good. When can we be off?
The sooner the better.
Come on, boys. We have enough glasses for the day.
Yeah.
Shall we try the desert in July?
Yeah.
What do we need?
Yeah.
We're off to the finest inn of old Heidelberg.
To the inn where marching for our clothes on, marching under fruit, bringing barking in the month of May. For there's no good fellow when he's feeling mellow to the beer, so yellow with the day. All is that we're swinging while we're joining, singing with our voices, ringing in a merry mind. There is joy abounding in our songs, we're shouting while our chimes are pounding all the time.
Are you a new student at Heidelberg?
Why, yes. Yes, I am. I just arrived.
Well, will you join us for some beer?
Well, I'd prefer wine, I think.
Wine? What's that? Now, beer is the official drink of our corps. Kathy, beautiful Kathy, bring us some beer.
Mind your manners, boys, or I won't serve you a drop.
Who is this girl, this Kathy?
Oh, she works here at the inn. She's the mascot of our corps.
She's beautiful.
Hey, Kathy, come and meet a new admirer.
Hello. You've just arrived in Heidelberg?
Yes, yes, I have. And I expect to study very hard.
Oh, tell him, Kathy, tell this freshman the way we study in Heidelberg.
Come, boys, let's all be gay, boys. For it's a game to be scientific play, boys. Don't waste your time on books, boys. For every fruit suits studied woman's life.
Boom, boom, boom.
No old professor claims, boys, that you will come because you're drunk, don't hesitate.
Boom, boom, boom. Now we get the minor. It is a song of count of climbers. In drinking we will thrash you.
Bravo, Jackie! Bravo!
Gentlemen!
And another
gentlemen.
Toast, student!
Please! Please listen to me.
To your new classmate.
Gentlemen, this is the Crown Prince of Carlsberg.
The Crown Prince?
The Prince? Forgive us, Your Highness.
Oh, we had no idea. But forgive you for treating me as a friend? Oh, now please, while I'm with you in Heidelberg, let me be one of you. Never, Your Highness. Only Karl Franz.
A toast, then, to our new friend, Karl Franz.
Thank you. And I should like to drink Kathy's health.
Drink to eyes that are bright as stars when they're shining on me. Drink to lips that are red and sweet as the fruit on the tree. Here's a hope that those bright eyes will shine longingly, longingly soon into mine.
May he give me a voice and spoon. His love is a sweet name.
Highness.
Yes, Dr. Rank.
Come now, hurry. We must move into our lodgings. Oh, Kathy, will you please show us to our rooms?
Oh,
beg your pardon, Karl Franz, but it's getting dark. I thought I'd bring you a lamp.
Well, that's kind of you, Kathy. What's that music?
It's the students singing the serenade.
It's beautiful.
Have you any more princes at home?
Any more what?
Any brothers or sisters?
No.
A father and a mother, though.
They're dead.
The King of Carlsberg, he isn't your father?
No, he's my grandfather.
I haven't any family either.
Oh, poor little Kathy. I only hope the Princess Margaret is one half as sweet and as beautiful as you are.
The Princess Margaret?
Someday she'll be my wife.
Don't you know what she looks like?
No. I've never met her.
You're engaged, and you've never met?
Well, that's the way it is with royalty, Kathy. These things are arranged, even before you're born.
I'm engaged to a livery stable keeper in Vienna.
You love him?
I don't know.
Oh, Kathy. Kathy, darling, I...
No, you mustn't. I'd better go now. Good night, Karl Franz.
Kathy.
Your Highness.
Oh, come in, Dr. Engel.
Forgive me for intruding, Karl Franz. But may an old friend give you a word of warning.
Oh, what warning, Doctor?
My boy, I would be very sad if your golden days in Heidelberg were spoiled by an unwise romance.
I know, I know. I will not forget that the Princess Margaret must be my bride. Kathy, in the months I've been here, I've said to myself, I can't fall in love with her. But every day I love you more.
What about the Princess Margaret?
I can't go back to the suffocating air of the courts. Kathy, will you marry me? I love you so much.
The magic of springtime is round us tonight. Enchantment is born on the breeze.
And clothed in the silver of tender moonlight, the picnic stops in the breeze.
As deep in the shadows your eyes look in mine, within them a soft flame gently glows. The breath of the night wind with perfume divine is filled with the scent of the rose.
Your Highness.
Oh, Dr. Engel, I can't talk to you now.
A message has just come from Carlsberg. Karl Franz, your grandfather is dying.
No.
You must go to his bedside at once. I've already packed your bag.
I won't go back.
It's your duty, Karl Franz. You must go to your grandfather. He needs you.
Oh, Kathy.
All paths may sever,
but I remember for
goodbye, Karl Franz.
I'll come back to you, Kathy. I promise.
No. No, he'll never come back. I'll never see him again.
We'll return to the second act of The Student Prince in just a moment. Act two of the Lawrence and Lee version of The Student Prince, starring Gordon MacRae as Karl Franz and his guest star Dorothy Kirsten as Kathy. After only 4 months in Heidelberg, I had to leave my beloved Kathy to return to the court. My grandfather died only a few hours after I reached his bedside. His last request was for me to set a date for my wedding to the princess I had never seen.
Her Serene Highness, Princess Margaret Alexia Victoria Eugenie Elizabeth Maria.
Your Majesty.
Your Highness, we have long awaited the pleasure of meeting you, cousin. May I have the favor of a waltz?
With pleasure, cousin.
You dance beautifully, cousin.
It is the duty of a queen to dance well with the king.
The princess in my arms was beautiful and proper. She had been schooled since childhood to take her place someday beside me on the throne of Carlsberg. My heart aches to think my beloved Kathy must be a stranger to my arms from this day forward. I excused myself and retired to my chambers for a night of restless sleep. And I dreamed myself back to Heidelberg again.
Golden days in the sunshine of our happy youth. Golden days full of innocence. And full of truth.
And the memories of the gallant times with the student corps flooded back through my mind. The longing to lift the stein again with my friends along the banks of the river next.
Drink, drink to the light that abides upon the shining on me.
I imagined that I saw my cat smiling at
me.
Thank you. I knew what I must do. I had to go back to Heidelberg and keep my promise to Kathy.
I beg your pardon. Is there a waitress here named Kathy?
I'm Kathy. What can I do for you, ma'am?
You were here when the King of Carlsberg was a student.
Why do you ask?
I am the king's future wife.
The Princess Margaret?
Does it surprise you that a princess could be jealous?
It makes me glad. Because you couldn't be jealous if you didn't love him.
I love him very much. And my whole life has been planned toward the day when I shall become his queen.
Oh, madame, he has forgotten me.
He'll never forget you, Kathy. As long as you're here waiting for him. He's coming back today.
Today?
Yes. And if you love him enough, you'll go away. So he will think that you've forgotten him.
I can't.
I, a princess, humbly beg you to give him up. So that perhaps he will return to me.
Your Highness, I will try to do what you ask of me.
You are rarely the happier one because you have his love. Well, I can only say that I am grateful to you.
They're coming. The student corps.
The king will be with them. I must not let him find me here.
For there's no good fellow when he's feeling mellow to the fifth, so yellow would they say.
Kathy! Kathy! Oh, Kathy, darling.
Oh, welcome back to Heidelberg, Your Majesty.
Why, Kathy, what's the matter?
Life changes, Karl Franz. You are a king. Your life belongs to your people.
But your life, Kathy.
I didn't wait for you, Karl Franz. I've promised to marry someone else.
Oh, Kathy.
Your Majesty?
Yes, my friend.
We have just learned of your coming marriage to the Princess Margaret. May your old friends of the Student Corps wish you every happiness.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Sing with us again, Your Majesty. One more song.
Yes, my friend. I would like to sing the serenade, perhaps, for the last time.
Overhead, the moon is beaming. White as blossoms on the bough. Nothing is heard but the song of a bird. Filling all the air. Whoa.
at the song of a bird, filling all the air with
Kirsten will be back in just one moment. And meanwhile, a word of thanks to our excellent supporting cast, Mary Jane Croft, Victor Rodman, Lamont Johnson, and to our entire company. The Student Prince, with music by Sigmund Romberg and book and lyrics by Dorothy Donnelly, was dramatized for the Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at the same time by the American Railroad. Marvin?
In Louisville, Kentucky, next Sunday, both military and civilian transportation leaders will gather together for the 8th annual meeting of the National Defense Transportation Association, an organization that is helping all America keep its attention focused on one of the basic facts of military strength. And that fact is that the armed forces ride to victory on rolling wheels. There are no wheels more important in this respect than those under trains. For without railroads, modern armies could not even be assembled, let alone equipped. Yes, railroads provide the strong, dependable wheels under our national defense program. Wheels that can be provided only by trains of cars running on tracks.
Thank you, Marvin. And now, folks, here again is lovely Dorothy Kirsten.
Thank you, Gordon. Gee, it's wonderful to be back aboard the show train.
Well, it certainly is a thrill for me, Dorothy, to look across the microphone again and see the glamorous La Kirsten.
What's on the show train next week, Gordon?
Well, from Heidelberg, we're moving to the Mississippi River, Dorothy, for the unforgettable showboat. And if you think we're going to let anybody else but you play Magnolia, you're mistaken, honey.
Okay, Gaylord. I'll be here next Monday night when the show train meets the showboat. Night, Gordy.
Night, Dorothy. You go wonderful.
All aboard!
Well, dear friends, it looks as if we're ready to pull out. But let me remind you, hire the physically handicapped whenever you can. They are ready, willing, and able to do a good job for you. Until next Monday night in Showboat, on behalf of the other members of the cast and of the American Railroad, this is your friend Gordon McRae saying good night.
The Student Prince has been presented by arrangement with Century Library, Incorporated of New York. Gordon McRae can soon be seen in Three Sailors and a Girl in Technicolor. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroad. Now stay tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
This is the NBC Radio Network.